have a few over here.
Okay.
My mom, Eva Fleming,
okay,
asked for unspoken prayers.
Okay.
And then Lisa, hi, Mom. Hi, Lisa. And then Lisa Taylor asked for prayers for guidance and God's peace, please.
Okay.
And then Natalie Greek.
I know Natalie.
I'm sorry, Natalie.
It's a hard name to pronounce.
Hi, Natalie. Griego.
Yes.
Yes.
Good job, I think.
Thank you, Lord. Griego. I hope that's right, Miss Natalie.
We love you, Natalie.
She is decreeing and declaring Jimmy is cancer-free in Jesus' Ooh. Name. We're going to put ourselves in agreement with
yes.
you and stand
yes.
in agreement with you on that.
Yes. He is what? Say that again.
She is decreeing and declaring that Jimmy is cancer-free okay. in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. All right. I just want to put that down. All right. Anything else?
And I've got to tell you what Joe Red said. Mr. Joe.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe Red.
He says, come join this awesome woman of God at the Refuge Church at New Liberty.
Oh, praise God.
And then he gives the address.
I love him. Thank you, Joe. I can't even remember the address. I appreciate you. I love Joe. Boy, Joe Red, you're an awesome man of God. I've watched him and Sister Tamara. They've been going through a time. Tamara has been praying for 4 years, I think 4 or 5, I can't remember, for God to heal her. And she's been standing by faith and believing for the healing. And so, Natalie, they're a testimony even for Jimmy. Because she'd been battling imbalance. She was struggling to even walk, and it was getting worse and worse, and they thought it was vertigo. And that's how they were treating it. But it was getting terrible, and she was even struggling with her memory. It just increased. Well, we kept praying for healing and standing with her and believing for healing, and they found a tumor on the back of her, it was on her brain, but it kind of was in between the brain and the skull. And so it was pressing in and causing all this trouble. And so, God revealed what was going on. Why didn't he just go in and just, you know, heal that? I believe because there was somebody in that hospital that needed Tamara and Joe up there. They brought a light to that hospital, and somebody needed that. And so God allowed them. They said, we'll go through anything for you. And they went up there, and God used them. And I'm telling you, it was miraculous, because Joe said, he told the body of Christ, let's pray that when the doctors get in there, that tumor is not attached to anything, and it falls right out. Literally, they got in there. It was not even attached to anything. Came right out. Okay. I mean, literally, God was all over that thing. And so let's just continue. We'll pray for her as well. She's in the healing recovery process. But we believe that can be a quick turnaround. But she did not have vertigo. Her vertigo is entirely gone. And so now she's just learning to get her balance back, because her brain got used to functioning with the pressure.
Right.
So anyway, so let's just lift her up. But God is so good. Oh man, he's good. So these two are awesome people. Okay, Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now. We thank you and praise you that God, you not only hear us, but you answer. And so Father, we're coming boldly before your throne as daughters of the Most High. Yes, we do, God. We dance right into that throne room, God. We come on in full-fledged, God, because we know that we are daughters of yours. And God, Jesus open the door so we could come in. And so, Father, we just come in knowing that, Father, you want to know our heart. And Father, right now, we just lift before you Eva, your daughter Eva. Father, she has an unspoken prayer request. And God, I just pray that you pour out on Eva. I speak peace to Eva right now in Jesus' name. I say peace of mind, peace of heart, come on Eva right now in Jesus' name. Jesus gave her peace. And so right now, Eva, whatever is on your heart, God said, just lay it at my feet. He said, cast your cares on me, and I'm going to pick that thing up and concern myself with it. And so you don't have to worry about it. God, I thank you that she's already poured her heart out to you. I see Eva in the throne room, and I seen her in there dancing, and I see that woman of God trusting the Father to take care of what is on her heart. So Father, I thank you that whatever it is, God, you're already aware of it. He said, I'm already aware of it. She's already poured it out. And so, God, I know that if she's poured it out to you, you've already picked it up and concerned yourself with it. So, Father, right now, we just speak peace on Eva. Father, we right now lift up before you Lisa Taylor. God, she needs guidance right now, and she needs peace. Father, I thank you that you said that anybody who lacks wisdom, that if we would ask for it, you'd give it liberally. That is guidance. To have wisdom is to know which way to go, to know what to do. And so, Father, right now, we ask for that guidance and wisdom right now for our sister Lisa. I thank you, Father, that she has it in Jesus' name. I thank you that it's going to begin. Lisa, that wisdom is going to begin to bubble up out of you because it's already within you. He's already poured it out. God himself is within you. He said he's going to begin to cause that thing to come up and out. You're going to have what you need. You're going to know. It's just going to be this thing of like, oh, I know what to do. And it's going to be a revelation. And so God, bring her the revelation of what she's to do in the situation where she needs wisdom. And Father, right now we speak peace to Lisa as well. Peace belongs to you, Lisa. Right now we command the enemy to give Lisa her peace back in Jesus' name. She trusts God above all things. She's not worried about what's going on, but she stands there fully ready, knowing that God is doing what she's asked, and she can walk in the peace of God that passes all understanding. It makes no sense to the natural mind, but she's got it. And so, Father, right now, we release that peace to Lisa. We thank you that peace has come on Lisa. We thank you that she's going to say, I can't even explain the peace I've got. Father, right now, teach her how to manage her emotions in the midst of what she's facing. Those emotions are from you, but God, when they get out of control like that, it's not from you. So, God, we call those emotions back in right now. And, God, we thank you that you are with her. You're keeping her, and you're going to walk her through this. And God, I thank you that this place that she's finding herself, the enemy means it for evil, but God, you said you mean it for good. This place is going to produce in Lisa what no other place could produce. Father, I thank you for this time. God, what the enemy meant for evil, you're working for good. And so we thank you that God, whatever you want to do in Lisa, do it in the midst of this. God, you're bringing her into a greater place. The pain precedes the glory. So I thank you that Lisa, you can't get the glory without this place. So trust God in it. Trust him. Just keep on praising him in it. He's going to take you through it, daughter. Just stay at his knee, at his face. Get on your knees before him and just stay there. Don't move. Just keep staying there, staying there, staying there. And God is going to unveil something just more beautiful than you could even imagine. And so Father, right now we want to lift up Joe and Tamara. We thank you for them. God, thank you for the healing. Thank you for the turnaround. God, we are standing here believing for all balance to be restored. We believe that balance is restored in Jesus' name. We believe that she is healed in Jesus' name. We thank you that everything that has not been lining up is lining up in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for the way you're using them in this hour. Continue to open the doors for the testimony. And Father, we want to stand here with Natalie today, and we say we agree with our sister that Jimmy is cancer-free because what we've asked of Jesus will come. We say Jimmy is cancer free in Jesus' name. We won't move from it. We thank you that God, you said what two or more agree upon, we can stand on that and take it to the bank. And so we say, Jimmy, you are cancer free because of the blood of Jesus. We apply it to you. We rebuke all cancer, and we say any cancer that is trying to come back up on him, we say you are dead and gone, and you have no place in a son of the Most High. So we stand here believing he's cancer free and remains cancer free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You got some over there, Sister Tammy? Sister Tina.
Tina.
We're going to pray for Ashley Price. She has type 1 diabetes and was she had extremely high blood pressure through the night last night and was still having a hard time getting it down this morning. My friend Nikki's mom has been battling cancer for a while. Okay. The end of the year scan showed that there wasn't a difference in the tumor, but she's got new meds and new pains.
Okay.
So we don't know if it's side effects or.
Okay. Yes.
And pray for peace of mind for Nikki as well.
Yes. Okay.
And then we want to pray for Pastor Tom Spence, who's having health issues as well.
Thank you, Tina. All right. Father, we just lift up Ashley Price to you. We thank you that diabetes is just a name, but Jesus is the name above all other names. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke diabetes. We thank you, God, for the ability to have doctors who can help us and sustain life and help us come out of things. But God, we thank you that Jesus has already paid the price for this. So we rebuke this diabetes in Jesus' name. And right now, we rebuke high blood pressure. Blood pressure, you are not supposed to be high. God created you you to stay level. Now, we know that high blood pressure, you're only going up because something's out of balance. So right now, we command Ashley's body to come back into balance in Jesus' name. Sugar, sugar level, come down in Jesus' name. We command you to come down in Jesus' name right now. God, we ask you to give Ashley peace that passes all understanding. Guard her heart and her mind that she will not be torn and tossed around by the emotions. But God, right now, that everything will come back into order. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father, right now we speak of, we lift Nikki's mom before you. God, you know she's battling cancer. Cancer is just a name. We rebuke you, cancer, in the name of Jesus. We command you to leave this woman's body in Jesus' name. Dry up in Jesus' name. Blood of Jesus, go in and drive out all cancer in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we ask for peace of mind in Nikki right now. God, that she too can say, okay, I'm going through this, but God, I know that if I'm going through it, there's a purpose for it. God, if I'm going through it, you're going to use it for good. Your word said it. I stand on it. I take it to the bank that this thing is going to show good things. Something is going to happen. Nikki, that's what I heard the Spirit say. Something is to happen in the midst of this place you're finding yourself. Father, right now, I thank you that you are using Nikki. God, I thank you that you're using Nikki. Nikki, you are a vessel for God. That's what I heard him just say. God, that is so strong, Nikki. God wants you to understand you are being used by him right now. He is using you to turn some things around. You are a light right now in the midst of darkness. Don't worry, daughter. Don't worry. I say this is not unto death in Jesus' name. I say this cancer is not unto death in Jesus' name. I say you shall live and not die. I say you shall live and not die in Jesus' name. Ha! Thank you, Father. God, I thank you that you're doing something with Nikki. Right now, God, I ask you to begin to give Nikki the confidence that you put in me. I can feel it, God. I ask you to transfer her to the confidence right now, that Godfidence that Sister Monica talks about, that she has it right now to walk this out. I say, Nikki, be at peace. Everything's okay. Everything is okay. Keep seeking God. Don't stop. Don't stop. Go to him. He's got you. Everything is okay. Any side effects that might be coming from this medication, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. All side effects, leave her right now in Jesus' name. God, let this medication only do that which it was created to do for the good of Nikki. God, you said you would turn all things for good. So God, cause even this medicine to work for Nikki's good. I thank you. I say those cancer cells are shrinking right now in Jesus' name. They're drying up right now in Jesus' name. I see it. They're like shriveling up. Don't worry, daughter. They're shriveling up in Jesus' name. He said, live again, daughter. Live again. Rejoice. Live again because I am giving life. Live in the life of Christ right now. And Father, we want to lift up Tom Spence. I don't know what's going on with him, but health issues again. We rebuke those health issues in Jesus' name and we call forth the life of God to overtake Tom. Let the life of God overtake Tom right now. I thank you and praise you that the life of God is coming on Tom. Tom, I see you in this place, in this season. You've been going through some hard stuff, but God said, I'm with you, Tom. You're not alone. He said, don't give up in this hour. He said, I've got you and I will take you through it. You're not staying in this place. It's almost like a place where you felt like, are you ever going to come out? But God said, Tom, I'm bringing you through it. He said, if it's not good, I'm not done. So hang on, Tom. Grab a hold of God. Don't let go, Tom. If it's not good, he's not done. So keep hanging on, brother. I speak life to Tom. I say, God, let the life overtake the death. All sickness tries to bring death, but we speak life on Tom right now, and we rebuke any death in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you that in all of this, you're bringing good things out of it. And so, Father, I just pray that you give every one of these people a new perspective, that they can see the glory does not come till they go through the pain. So we thank you for this season of pain. God, we don't believe that you brought it. We believe that all pain does not come from you. It's the work of the enemy, but you are working it for good and bringing the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Bart Rice and Ford of Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto service headquarters. With the largest team of certified technicians anywhere around, we're here to help you keep your vehicle running its best, Ford or not. No matter your make or model, you can count on us, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. And while you're here, shop our entire inventory with financing as low as 0.9%. Only at BartRiceandFord.net.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Tammy Bailey. Her title for this morning is The Heart of the Father.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's jump right back in, because I'm going to fly through the rest of the verses. That's what I usually do. I talk, and then when I get to the end, I go, we got to hurry. Okay.
Oh, well, it's okay.
It's okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because we're not bound.
Woo!
We're not bound by radio time.
That's right.
We're on Jesus time now.
That's
so
right. I love Jesus time. I love Jesus time. Okay. Amen. Second Corinthians 3:18 is where I'm going to read from. Actually, I'll back up, because I always love to go back. But I'm going to back up to 13. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, let's just start at 13. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face. We're talking about the old covenant. Moses had to put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which was abolished. It was being abolished, okay? It's already abolished, but it was on its way to be abolished. But their minds were blinded. Okay, did you catch that? Mm. The Old Testament saints' minds were blinded. That does not mean that they weren't inspired. They had people inspired by God to write the Old Testament. The Word of God is still true, but they were not understanding it, okay? So it said their minds were blinded, for until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament. Okay, did you get that? It's just crazy to me. It said until their veil was still there. The veil is not removed until you come into Christ. So anybody outside of Christ still has the veil. Mm. And so they cannot understand it. It's truth, but they cannot understand it. This is why when you talk to an unbeliever, they don't get what you're saying, because the veil has to be taken away, and it's only taken away in Christ. And so in the reading of the Old Testament, the veil is still there, which the veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when the heart shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. The heart has to be turned. Until the heart is turned, there is no revelation. You operate out of truth without understanding. You are running around with truth with no understanding. This is why I'm always saying, God, open my heart to understand it. This is why we said when Jesus walked on the road with the two to Emmaus, it says he opened the heart. See, the heart has got to be open. Father, open our hearts to understand the truth. Unlock it. Open the door. Otherwise, God, we can't understand it. We will have truth with no understanding. And so it says, now the Lord is that Spirit. Okay. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's freedom. Glory to God. So without the heart understanding, without the revelation of knowing the heart of the Father, we are staying in bondage. We got truth, but we're in bondage. We are in a prison. We are confined in this little thing, and there is no freedom. There is no busting out and coming into the fullness of everything that God has for you. You're staying in a box. So God has got to unlock that thing, and it's only unlocked in the Spirit. Did you get it? A lot of people have Jesus, but they're not walking in the Spirit. They have not unlocked anything because they're still tied up in just that box that has not been unlocked with the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It's the Spirit of the living God who is going to unveil this to us. So it is the Spirit who unveils this. So when you go on, it says, but all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by what? The Spirit of the Lord. It is the Spirit of the Lord who is going to open our hearts to understand this. Jesus spoke and said to those two men on the road, it said he began to open their hearts. He opened their hearts by the Spirit of the living God. It's the Holy Spirit who has to open these things to us. And so God is revealing to us that all before Jesus only had truth. And they kept on walking in the truth, which was good, but they needed a revelation of the truth. Now, let's go on. Matthew 19. I want to show you a picture of this. God gave me this revelation today. Matthew 19, and I'm not sure which verse here, but I want to... You have to remember, when Jesus was talking to... When he was talking to... In this time, he was talking to people who had not yet had the born-again experience. So their heart was still closed off, okay? They still couldn't understand. And so they were still living in the truth, which was for them was the law, but they didn't have any revelation. And so he is beginning, remember, Jesus is the light. So they've got the truth, but Jesus shows up and he's shining the light. He's like, it's like he's got a flashlight and he's turning it on. He's like, ooh, here. And he begins to speak the truth, but he shines the light on it so they can begin to get it. It's like, oh, okay. Okay, we're understanding this. So Matthew 19, where do I want to start here? Let me see. Okay, let's just start at the beginning. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea, beyond Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? So they're asking, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason? And so Jesus begins to address this. And he said, and he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Wherefore they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. Okay. He begins to speak the word to them. And they said unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? Okay, so they're dealing with the issue of divorce, and they're coming at it from the perspective of the law. You have to remember, they have no light. They've got truth, but they have no revelation, no understanding of it. And so Jesus is beginning to unveil this to them. And so then he begins to say, I love how verse 5, he says, and for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and cling to his wife. What they're trying to do is say, hey, can a man stop clinging to his wife and leave her? He said, no. Don't you understand that a man was leaving his father to go to his wife, and he was going to join with her and stay one. He was saying, why are you wanting to leave her? You see, God made it so you could leave your father and go to her. But now you're trying to get away from her. He said, you know, let me show you something here. So in verse 8, he said unto them, Moses, because of the what? Hardness of your heart. He allowed you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, commits adultery. And whosoever marries her, which is put away, does commit adultery. And his disciples said to him, in that case, in the case, if the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, except they to whom it is given. And so why could they not receive it? Because they had not been born again. They needed to be able to get the revelation. Why? Because he's telling them the reason that God allowed for divorce was the hardness of their heart. Now I want you to grab a hold of this. I said, because I've always seen this and been like, God, I, you know, this is hard. This is a hard thing. And it's a hard word. And it affects a lot of people because there's lots of divorce in the world. And so when it's read, we get really uncomfortable because we're like, that's me. I've been divorced. And we don't know what to do with it. And so we kind of avoid it because it's difficult. It's a hard saying. But Jesus was revealing something here. He was saying, hey, listen, he said, you know what? You want to live by the law? Yeah, the law said you could put away your wife, but he said it was because of the hardness of your heart. He said it was never God's plan. It was never God's plan that divorce should happen. In fact, I think it's in Malachi. It says God hates divorce. God hates it. And so the Jesus is showing something here. He's showing that the reason man divorces is because of the hardness of heart. Now, I want you to see something. Let's look at Hebrews 3:13. I want to take you there. I'm going to unveil this picture for you. Or the Holy Spirit has to, okay? I'm just going to release it. I'm the messenger, but he's the revealer, okay? Look at Hebrews 3:13. Hebrews 3:13 says this. Exhort one another daily while it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Okay. Now what was being hardened? Their heart. Okay. Look at verse 12. It'll say, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. What's being hardened? The heart. What causes the heart to be hardened? Sin. Okay. Well, when did sin enter in? When Adam and Eve were in the garden? See, he said in the beginning it was not so. Divorce was not so. In the beginning it was not that way. See, Adam and Eve were not to separate. But when sin entered in, it allowed for divorce because sin hardened the heart, which is what allows for divorce. Okay, now let's look at this. Turn to Ezekiel 36:26. Always love this passage. The Lord's put it in my heart a lot over the past year. Ezekiel 36:26. Oh, I love it. So good. Thank you, Jesus. He's talking about the new covenant. And he said, a new heart, glory to God also, will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart. That's that hard heart. It's a heart of stone. He said, I'll take the stony heart out of your flesh and I will give you a heart of flesh. And that means a heart of softness. Okay. And so he's saying here, and then I will put my spirit. Okay. That's his Holy Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Can you understand that the old covenant people, the saints of old, could not keep the covenant? They could not walk in it. Why? Because their heart was not right. They didn't have the heart of the Father. And Jesus came to not only bring us eternal salvation, but to give us a way to the Father. That's eternal life. Jesus said to know me and the Father is eternal life. And he said, I got to give you a new heart. He said, divorce comes because of the old heart, the heart that's not born again. He said, that heart has been hardened because of sin. And that heart will take a way that leads you even to divorce. It can produce that. Okay. He said, but I got to get you to a place where I can give you the new heart. And guess what the new heart does? The new heart causes you to walk in God's way. And God's way is not divorce. Do you see this? Okay, so grab a hold of this. God's way is not divorce. Now, he makes way for divorce. Is he angry at you because of divorce? No. Is he shaming you because of divorce? No. He's saying, child, come close to me. Get close to me. I want to give you my heart. And he said, when I cause you to have my heart and I teach you how to walk in my heart, I cause you to walk in my ways. Do you know what he said I'll do? He said, I'll cause you to not get divorced. Mm-hmm. See, the Bible says we're being conformed to the image of his son, Jesus Christ. If we're being conformed to his image, and we're going, it's also to be conformed to the image of the Father, because Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He said, I'm the exact representation of him. I'm the expression of the Father. So he said, if you're being conformed into my image, you're going to walk further and further and further away from divorce. That blows my mind. See, now why am I talking about this? Because when you get into the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you'll read it from the perspective that Jesus is bringing the revelation of some things, he's showing us. He's not shaming people who divorce. He's actually showing us how to walk away from divorce. He said, the more you're conformed to me, the more you'll have the love, the heart of the Father. And the Father says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll never walk away from you. So when we get conformed to his image, oh, and that is happening glory to glory. That is a process. And as I walk closer and closer to the Father, his glory is transforming me, encounter to encounter to encounter. And guess what's happening? I'm looking more and more like Jesus and the Father. And as I'm getting more and more like him, I'm getting more and more of his love and more revelation and more of his heart. And I'm walking further and further and further away from the things of the flesh, from the hardness of the heart. And I won't leave you anymore. See, divorce is leaving. That's what it is. I won't leave you anymore because my God never left me. I won't leave you anymore. I'm going to stay with you. I'm never going to go. You see, do you see how that works? Remember, at the same time, there was another time when Jesus talks about, well, if you don't forgive, you can't be forgiven. And he begins to talk about, you can even go to hell. He talks about all this because of the heart. He was saying, the heart is hard. And he said, until you get my heart, he said, until my love is poured in you. And the Bible says that in Romans 5, that the love of God is shed abroad in our new heart. So now we even have the love of God. But he said, you know what? He said, when you begin to get my heart, you no longer will worry about, well, I might go to hell because I didn't forgive. Because the more you get my heart, child, going to forgive. Why? Because he said, I forgave you of everything. He said, you cannot draw near to me and not forgive people. He said, the more you draw near to me, oh, you're going to forgive more and more and more and more and more and more and more. And he said, guess what? You won't have to work at it. Because as you draw near to me, the darkness is dispelled. It's going to be pushed out. You see, unforgiveness is going to be pushed away. That heart that says, I don't want to forgive you, is going to be dried up, because you're going to be coming into that place where the heart of the Father flows so strongly in you. It's not going to be a battle, child. It's not going to be a battle. You're going to want to forgive. You're going to want to love. You're going to want to stay. You're going to want to fight. He's going to produce that in you. This is not about you producing it. It's about him doing it in you. He said, I will cause you to walk in my ways. Thank you, Father. I've laid it down. I sat down by my furnace that day, and I wept to the Lord. But he said, praise God, because I can finally get in there, and I can let her begin to experience my love. You see, she's finally realized she can't do this thing. She has not the ability to do it. And he said, now I can begin to get in there, and I can cause her to walk in my ways. This is the heart of the Father. He said, children, I knew you couldn't do it. You never could. You never could. But I let you have your way. And I let you try. And I let you come to the end of yourself. And if you will just start coming to me, if you'll start seeking my face and just stay at my feet, he said, I'm going to fill you up to such a level, you will be conformed to my image. And you didn't really even try. This is the miracle. I can't stand here and tell you, ooh, yeah, I got it. And everybody say, ooh, wow, Tammy, look at her. She really loves God. She did it. I say, no, it wasn't me. The glory of it is, he did it in me. He did it. I can't take no glory. And he's still doing it in me. I'm still running to his feet and saying, God, I got to have all of your heart. God, push everything out of me. Shine the light more so everything that's not of you can go, so that finally all that is left is Christ in me. That's the heart of the Father, saints. And so as we get ready to close, I want to just say, Run after him with all your heart. Let's look at one verse and we're going to close. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. I think this is the, yeah. Let your conversation be without covetousness. It means quit wanting what everybody else wants or what everybody else has. Stop wanting what everybody else wants, right? He said, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with what with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that we may boldly say, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, so that you can say something, okay? So that you can say something. So you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. See, I want you to understand something. He said, child, covetousness is going to go when you run to me and you keep letting me fill you up. See, because we saw that now as we come in and sit at his feet, we're formed. When we look at his face, that's what 2 Corinthians 3 was telling us. The veil is removed in Christ, and now we can behold him. And as we behold him, oh, praise God, covetousness is dried up. It's not because I determine in myself it's going to stop. This covetousness is going to stop. I'm not going to be covetous no more. Now, speak it over your life. That's awesome. It's great because what we speak has power. Okay, it gets into the ground. It's a seed, and it's going to produce and bear and bring forth fruit. So be careful what you say. Say the right thing. Agree with God. But the only way it's going to happen is because you are beholding the glory of the Lord. And when you keep beholding him, covetousness is going to be driven out of you. And as it is driven out of you, you're going to stand and you're going to declare, the Lord is my helper. He did it. See, if I do it in my own strength, I have reason to stand up and say, I drove out covetousness. I had enough strength to get rid of that junk in my life. And I stand here. See, that's what that truth without love wants to do. It wants to stand up and say, I was strong enough. I did it. I stood up and I followed God all the way. But the humble bow down at the feet of Jesus and say, I have nothing. I can't do it. I have tried and tried and tried and I've failed time and again, but I'm coming to your feet and I just want to behold you. And I'm asking you to drive covetousness out of me. And I'll agree with you that it's gone until it's gone. And as it's gone, I'll stand up and declare the only reason these things are gone from my life is because the Lord did it. I glorify and boast in the Lord because he is the one who's done it. We cannot take his glory from him. He already gave it to us. You can't take something that's been given to you, that's already been given to you. So stand up and declare what he's done for you. We have everything we need to walk this life out. And it starts at beholding the glory of the Lord. So just stay at his feet, trust him to do the rest. And one day you're going to wake up and go, I get it. I have the Father's heart. See, when I'm walking in the Father's heart, now let me say this and I will close. When I'm walking in the Father's heart, I'm telling you, I don't have to try. It just flows. When I'm staying in that place where the Father's heart is in me and I have it, which I always have it, but sometimes I can choose to walk in the flesh. And when I go back and I stop beholding the glory of the Lord and I get too busy to behold it, all that old stuff starts rising back up. But it stays dead and gone when I keep beholding the glory of the Lord. And because I'm beholding the Lord, now I have something to walk out this life. And I'm telling you, it's like people can just, they can do stuff to me and it just rolls off me. I can just love them. It is unbelievable. And it's all God. So you know what? We get the better end of the deal. The old covenant saints were working hard to uphold the law. Everything they did was about trying to be perfect. And now we know that we cannot be perfect. We know the perfect one. And now we get to just sit at his feet and behold him. And he perfects us. I'm not trying to perfect me. He's perfecting me. And he will do it. And I'm just going to sit at his feet. Boy, it said Mary chose the better part. Remember when Mary and Martha were busy? And Jesus said Mary has chosen the better part. Let's get back to the better part. He'll do it through us. Amen. Father, I just ask you to bless everybody today that was with us. God, I thank you for your truth that sets us free. Father, I ask you to unlock our hearts today. God, I ask you to bring the revelation to us that we can only grab as we set at your feet and you unlock it. We thank you that you love us. And God, you are the one who is doing the work in us. I thank you that your covenant with us is that you'll cause us to walk in your ways. And God, that all we need to do is set at your feet and allow you to do that work through us. God, in us and through us. And so, Father, we thank you for bringing us to the end of ourselves. We thank you for causing the wine of the old covenant to run out so we could have the new. Father, we love you and adore you. God, we want your heart above all. We want your heart to be our heart. And we thank you that, Father, you've not only given it to us, but you're going to unveil it to us and in us. And we trust you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, before we sign off, would you be so kind and to share the information and location and whatever you would like about your church?
Yes. Yes. We are the Refuge Church, and we are joined with New Liberty. And so we really say we are the Refuge at New Liberty, okay, or in New Liberty. I love in New Liberty because it's freedom. Yes. It's freedom. You said 2023, the year of Jubilee. Yeah, or something like that, you know. Yeah. So, we're going free. Jubilee is freedom. And so we're the Refuge in New Liberty. And so we've come together out there, and the address specifically is 18304 East 1140 Road. The sign still says New Liberty. We haven't changed it. And I want to say this. You can put it actually in your Google Maps or whatever. But, you know, iPhones and these phones are a little bit different. So sometimes it can lead you in the wrong place. So I think it's easiest to just type into your maps, whatever it is, New Liberty, and it'll take you right there. It is literally, I think, I'm going to say it is 4 miles west of the stoplight at Sayre, going towards Sweetwater on Highway 152. And then you'll turn back on a blacktop road, which is I think it's the 18304 road. But you'll turn back on that blacktop and go 4 miles or 5 miles north, and you'll come right to it. And so we are just seeing God move mightily. And really, it's just a group of people who love God and are seeking him and just trying to let his spirit have his way. And we're just the family of God working together and walking this out together. But I always say this, the phrase the Lord gave me is come to the place where the glory of God changes everything. Because that's what we're talking about. It's in the glory of God that we're transformed. And that's what he's teaching us. So I'm seeing it. I'm seeing the transformation left and right. So come and join us. If you don't have a home church, please come join us. Times, I didn't even tell you. 10:45 on Sunday morning, 6 o'clock on Sunday night, 7 o'clock on Wednesday night.
There
we go.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
2023 is the year to be set free. If you're bound,
yep.
If you feel lost, yes. Now.
It's time.
Now.
Yes.
Receive your freedom in 2023.
Yes.
From all of us here at the Hour of Power, from myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our gorgeous sister, pastor, powerhouse, Tammy Bailey, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.